Welcome back, Crystal fans. This is the second part of the Crystal Archive podcast, episode number 9. We have for you an interview with Cat the Leopardess, who recently dressed up as Crystal at Califer 2007. It's recommended that you listen to the first part of episode number 9 before listening to the interview. So if you're hearing this before you've already heard a description of the interview, please wait for the rest of the podcast to download or switch over to the other file that's new. Well, it's time for the interview, podcast listeners. This is the first guest we've had on the Crystal Archive podcast. We have for you today Cat the Leopardess, also goes by Catwoman on the KLA. Cat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a 24-year-old, originally from San Francisco, now living in Southern California. And I'm kind of a geek. I love video games, I love sci-fi, and I'm a furry. I cosplay or just costume up. I've always been into video games and reading all sorts of science fiction and building stuff, and I'm one of those also artsy hippie types. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of everything.
Well, you've recently completed a project of interest to us Crystal fans. So, could you tell us a little bit about that? What was it that you've been working on?
Well, for some time, about last year, there was a little talk I was having about a show that I do every year at Califur, which is a local furry convention. And they have a show, and usually I get body painted as my character, Cat the Leopardess. So it's obviously I get painted as a leopard. And then what ended up happening was that I wanted to do something different this year. So I thought, what could I do? What kind of character could I become? And it occurred to me that I had not seen any Crystal cosplay out there. I'd seen one Japanese male that had done it. And I thought, I wonder if I could do another one, since I don't seem to see a big amount of people doing it. I figured, it's something that's worth a try. And it just started.
You picked Crystal just because there weren't any other cosplayers doing that.
Well, that and the fact that there was supposed to be another girl dancing at the show this year. And she also plays a spotty cat character, an ocelot. And so I knew that Stocking Cat, our body painter, would go nuts. He goes nuts just painting me with body paint as a leopard. Having to do a leopard and paint an ocelot, I thought, okay, she's a new chick. It'd be better for me to let her do her character, and I'll just try to find something else. And so I went out there and thought, what could I do? And of course, I'd already been thinking about Crystal cosplay. I thought, this is a perfect opportunity.
So for how long have you been working on that, creating this Crystal outfit?
I would say probably about the last 10 months before the show, which just happened over the course of Cinco de Mayo weekend this year.
So a pretty long time. The first I heard from about it was you contacted me about getting some images of Crystal for reference and such, and that was at least 4 months ago. So you've been working on it for quite some time.
Yeah, most of I would say the 6 months of it was more like I was planning it, I was thinking about how it would work, and I was looking around. See, I try to be self-sufficient when I do any sort of research or any sort of project. I try to do the best I can alone. And then after a while, I try to go, I'm going to need to ask people for help here. And so that's one of the reasons I contacted you about 4 months prior, was because I was like, I need to be able to do this. Actually, I'm sorry. I think it was actually November that we did that. And
oh, even longer.
Yeah, I think it was November.
Well, tell us, how did you create this costume? What were the various pieces involved, and how'd you make it?
Well, the first part was the body. I thought, this first of all, I'm doing this show. It is the show that I perform at. It's a cabaret, which means it is a variety show, but it allows for adult humor, adult jokes, stuff like that. And I wanted something that was light And I figured, hey, I already am doing body paint, so the body's already taken care of. And in addition, I didn't really favor the male cosplayers' use of a bodysuit for the fur, because I found that basically it didn't, there was a seam that was up the front of him, and it was like this mesh stuff, and it didn't go all the way, and it didn't seem to be consistent enough, and I knew that with a body paint I would not have to worry about such a thing. I ended up getting a prosthetic also made, which there was a little bit of a snafu with that. The prosthetic was made by a guy who goes by Dolphin 42 or Mike O'Hare, and he is a person who makes latex cat suits and in his spare time, but he also makes prosthetics, and so he wanted to make me the prosthetic for it. Actually, I had to have that got into my hotel room last minute because I literally was waiting for FedEx delivery at the hotel. Because the original one he was going to send me, which was a small, slightly smaller nose, a little bit, a little le not as huge, it ended up not curing right.
So this is the prosthetic is the muzzle for the costume.
Yeah, that glues on with a spirit gum, which they said it was only going to last 6 hours max.
How long did it
16
last?
hours.
Oh man.
I had to drink Jamba Juice through a straw. I actually have a picture of Crystal laying in a sarong out in the lobby drinking Jamba Juice through a straw.
Yeah. What about the hair and the ears?
The hair I had made by a person named Emily Wallen. She is a creator of Cats the Musical stuff. She usually makes wigs for the people who dress like, Rum Tum Tugger and all the other Jellicle cats. And the ears are actually built into the wig. The only flaw to it was I noticed the ears weren't as perky as I like them to be. So about a week before the show, I put the wig onto a a maquette, and I pretty much used actual Aquanet, 99-cent Aquanet, and just sprayed the hell out of it to the point it actually does not move now. It is stiff.
What about, and you have a tail on this costume. The original cosplayer didn't even have a tail. How'd you make the tail on yours?
The tail, actually, I also had made. Yeah, it's kind of sad that I didn't get to do a lot of making of myself, but my hectic work schedule didn't let me do it, and a lot of other like crazy bad things were happening in my life that I had to like sort of work around it. But I ended up getting the crystal tail done by a woman named Shadow, who runs a site called Feast of Dreams. She also makes Cats, the musical type costume accessories, and she also makes collars.
Let's see. You had some the shoes. The shoes were exactly like in the game.
The shoes blew me away, and that's only because when I had the order made in January, by a guy named AJ from India Bazaar, and he made the loincloth and the bra and the jewelry and the shoes. The shoes, I gave him the Morning Stars art that she did of Crystal showing the front and the back, and I said, this is what I need done, and I need these shoes to be pretty much exact. And I thought, well, you have to expect, since you're not making it yourself, there might be a little bit of, and this is a guy who makes belly dance clothes and just regular Hindu type clothes like salwar kameez and basically what Hindi people actually Hindu people actually wear. So I kind of thought, well, this is going to be a stretch because this is not Indian whatsoever. So I don't know if I'll be able to do it. When I got the shoes back, I just went, holy crap. It was unreal walking around my house in the crystal attire, even though I wasn't painted, and just going, okay, he got the exact number of triangles on the bra, the exact number of triangles on the loincloth, and the triangle over the top of the foot on the shoes.
Yeah, the shoes and the clothing were very, very accurate. And that's what you were striving for from the very beginning, was a very accurate costume, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I did have my doubts about it, and not because of any of the makers I was having make stuff for me. It was more, I mean, I knew I could invest enough money into doing it. I do sell gas masks, so I get money from that. But what my main concern was the fact that I've seen Crystal in the game, and she looks like she has wide hips and a small chest. And that's my body type. So I figured, okay, you know, I'm not that much far out of the mark. I'm not like a 400-pound woman trying to fit in a Faye Valentine costume or something. You know, I'm not stretching it too far. But of course, a lot of the fan art, they draw her in the idealized Playboy proportions. So I kind of wondered, maybe you know, with the amount of skinny fan art that's around here, I might not be able to get away with it.
Right, it's people tend to draw her in as an Amazonian, almost
No,
long
I
legs.
mean, I've noticed that it's not even Amazonian, because Amazonians are strong and like got muscles and strong leg muscles. I mean, the ones I'm talking about is they draw are really slender, you know, pretty much like supermodel proportions, and I'm not that.
People tend to not notice the game so much. They focus more on the a few select highly regarded pieces of fan art.
Yeah, like all like Dr. Comet has drawn her all slender. Adam Wan has drawn her all slender. I think that Morningstar's was the most accurate to the game, and so that's why Morningstar's picture was the one I sent to people for reference, and the one that I looked at the most when I was trying to get the costume pieces right, because she just doesn't she didn't conform to the common art way of, you know, making all the women kind
Right.
of supermodel-esque.
Let's see. So you have the jewelry, the shoes, the clothing,
The tail, the little tail,
right, the tail.
those I made. That I did end up getting to make.
The brackets on the, I mean not the bracket, the things that wrap around the tail.
Yeah, I pretty much I sewed those together. It was as simple as going to Joann's and picking up some fabric and sewing it together by hand. The tail belt, the belt, because you can't see it, obviously, with the loincloth on, you can't see it, but I made it so that it went around me the same area in which the loincloth wraps around my hips and the same place where my underwear goes around.
Yeah, I was wondering, 'cause you can't, there's nothing to see where the tail attaches. That was my first question when I saw the pictures. Where's the tail attached to?
Yeah, and believe me, I got plenty of suggestions on how to get the tail to look to realistically hang from my rear, and I decided, no, I'm not going to listen to those. I'm going to use a tail belt. I just took yarn and I got it to be long enough to, I got strands that went long enough to go around my hips and that could be tied in a knot. And then I got like about 9 strands of this yarn and I braided it together. So it's a braid, and then I just loop the tail through, because the tail is made to go on a belt. You know, like a regular jeans belt. And of course, I don't have that luxury, because trust me, when I put the loincloth on, I went, where's the rest of this?
There's not much room.
I like to climb trees and I love to spin when I dance. And of course, being at a convention, which is in a public area, I was definitely costume aware. I was definitely, I don't know if you've ever seen like Felicia cosplayers, but some of them are conscious of the fact that, you know, that their outfit could have a malfunction, and some aren't. And I figured I'd better be on the safe side than the sorry side, because, you know, I didn't want the convention to get in trouble for it.
Right.
So I was very careful how I arranged it, and I had to wear a thong underneath just in case, because it was windy. It was windy. I got out of the body paint tent, and already a gust of wind was trying to blow my loincloth up. It was like, uh-oh.
So I imagine you also had to walk a special way too, huh?
Not really, not really. The walking wasn't the problem. It was getting to know when there was a gust of wind, and while the tail held the backside down, because, you know, the tail
Yeah.
comes, I had a hole sewn into the loincloth so that I could make room for the tail to come out, and that kept it down. But of course, the front, I pretty much just had to watch what I was doing. You know, I had to basically be quick about it, that as soon as I felt a gust of wind, kind of do a Marilyn Monroe check, pretty much.
That sounds like quite a challenge. What about armor? Did you have? I know that most of the pictures on the internet right now, you don't have armor on.
That was a sad part. The armor had to be thrown together last minute. That was the one part that I will have to remake the armor another time. Basically, I have a friend who's in the Marines, and he used camping pads. And he basically took the camping pads, he cut them into the pattern, and then he used lacing, which you'd see on the back of my feet and the back of my arms, to attach it on. And it worked. It was actually very te it was the problem was is that he got busy. He had family things that popped up that he couldn't do anything about. And so I didn't have it actually fully done until I was backstage, just about ready to go on for the show. So I mean, he had me laid down in the dressing room, on my stomach as he's braiding me up, because it was like that last minute. Like we were doing at rehearsal, he was getting me into the armor. I do want to get a better set of armor. It just gives that gives me an opportunity to do just that, but. Yeah, I had it. It's in the show. I can pull out. I'm sure I can pull like a still from the show footage once I get it
Okay.
back.
What about the body painting? How did that work? And putting it all together.
The body painting is the most fun because for anybody out there who's sitting outside the tent, you get to hear all sorts of weird noises as you hear the loud spray of the air gun and you hear this, "Ah, don't do that." Because it's pretty much like if you've ever seen how cars, when people go in and get their cars custom detailed with some airbrush design, if you ever seen the guns they use, that's the exact gun that Stalking Cat uses on me. He pretty much has me stand up, sprays me with the base color, sprays me with the marking for my stomach, which actually was easier because if you've looked at the pictures, Crystal doesn't have a distinct line that d divides her base coat and her stomach fur. So it was
Right.
a little easier to give an more airbrushed effect. Unlike the leopard makeup, which takes 5 hours to get on, this only took, not counting the prosthetic, it only took me 2 hours to get it painted. And a lot of it was the tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo.
Because I couldn't find any stencils. And obviously, you wouldn't be able to find such stencils at a store. You don't just see Crystal stencils at a store. And they didn't even have a stencil kit where you can make your own stencils because they were sold out. And every store I went to was sold out. It was almost like Murphy's Law did not want this suit to happen. So what I ended up doing is I ended up printing out the patterns to scale, like how big I needed them to be on my actual body. And then I ran it through a laminator to get it stiff enough. And then I used an X-Acto blade and just cut over the lines over the picture. Each picture, and then I use those as stencils. So it's a little bit of a ghetto fabulous way to do it, but it works.
So, you got all dressed up and you're at the Califer and you're just put on the prosthetic and the body paint and you walk into the lobby area where people are. What was it like being Crystal in
Well,
public?
first of all, I had a friend named Mishy. And Mishy didn't want me walking around alone, and normally I could not care. I mean, these cons are so safe, and you don't really have to worry about. I mean, to me, there's nothing to worry about. And the way I grew up, to me, people at a con are the least of my worries as far as, you know, keeping safe and secure. But Mishy was running the video game room at the con. So he decided, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we brought you into the video game room because, you know, you're a video game chick? So he escorted me there, you know, with my staff, which actually had just gotten finished then. And we headed off. And I mean, it was just kind of funny because I walk through the hallway and I see this dividing line between people who don't know what the character is. They have no idea who the heck I am supposed to be. You know, figuring it was just an original character that I made up or something. And then I saw, like, I got turned the corner to go towards the video game room, and there was a group of people sitting by one of the televisions, and they just look at me with this, like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I'm thinking, like, okay, it's the armor or it's the staff or something. And they just really couldn't believe that. you know, there I was right outside the video game, you know, standing right in front of him.
Yeah, the character they've been, well, I mean, Crystal's probably one of the most prominent video game characters
And
who's also
I did have people calling, "Where's Fox?" And I said, "Oh, I di I just said, oh, I ditched him. He's old news."
So you remained in character and everything. So half the people didn't know who you were, and half
Well,
of the
yeah,
people were extremely pleased.
the first group of people did not know who I was. The second area that I went into, when I went into the more common areas, there were a whole bunch of people that just, it was almost like I thought, "Okay, now I have proof that there isn't that many cosplayers out there that have done this," because people act like they've never seen a Crystal cosplayer before. I mean, to be honest with you, that really surprises me. I would have thought this character would have been done and done and done and done and done over and over and over again. I cosplayed as Catwoman, the original comic book series one. And I mean, Catwoman has, in all the different incarnations, has been done over and over and over and over again. And, you know, I'm okay with not being original. I'm okay with being a character that has been cosplayed before. I did find out later in the convention, someone was telling me that there are more cosplayers out there, but for whatever reason, their pictures aren't red. I mean, I don't really believe that, because I think, okay, if I mean, obviously I did it, I cosplayed, why wouldn't I want to share the pictures? You know? I mean, heck, they've gone everywhere now. Someone just IM'd me the other day. They're on F-Chan now. I'm like, wait a minute, I've been F-Chan'd? Like, I've never been F-Chan'd. In all the years I've been furry, I've never been F-Chan'd.
Yeah. Well, what about those the first pictures I've seen were what by what's his name?
Peter
Skunks?
Frederick or Skunkman
Skunk Man.
001, yeah.
Right. Those are pictures of you there's one's in a lobby. I imagine that's the one you were talking about. One of them's and a couple of them are outside. Is that near the same area?
Yeah, the lobby area, and then there's an outdoor area that leads. There's sort of a patio area, which is also on the way to the theater where the performances go on.
Okay.
We actually, believe it or not, that con, it's actually a really small con. It's like 400 people, and we were in a small hotel. That's changing next year. Califer will be at Irvine Hyatt, and it's gonna be huge. So we're not going to be so pressed for space. We're not going to be as condensed.
What about about the video game room? Was anyone happen to play any of the games with Star Fox
No one
characters in
had
it?
Star Fox, but earlier that day, before I got body painted, I was just talking about stuff, because I had not told anybody. I had not told anybody about that I was going to cosplay as Crystal. My friends knew, but I didn't like make any sort of general public announcement. Because I figured this is either going to look really good or really, really bad. There isn't really any way to make a mediocre Crystal. There's either really good or really bad. So I didn't want a chance that something comes up and I wasn't going to be able to do it. So when I went into the video game room and we were talking about stuff, I was trying to find out. I c could not remember for the life of me what. The Star Fox characters use to get healthy, the little fruits, the puck-puck eggs. And I couldn't, at the time, I couldn't figure it was slipping my tongue, and I needed it because I was filling out a form for the charity auction that I was also going to be in that day. And they have a thing where it says likes, dislikes, you know, because you're auctioning basically yourself off as a sort of a get to know somebody you don't know already. Type auction. Like, have you ever seen how people auction off a date, or they auction off a outing, where you can just, you know, meet a new friend? And all, it's really more about the donation of the charity. You know, a lot of people want to donate, and they even if they know you, they'll just donate just for the sake of donating. You know, type thing. And I couldn't figure out. I was like, I know she loves these things because they make her health, you know, better. So I thought, what are they? So I had to ask someone in the video game room, and eventually, someone we were talking, we just started talking about Star Fox, and somebody's like, "Oh, but you know what? I hate Crystal. I can't stand Crystal." And I'm like, I'm standing there going, "Oh, crap." And
Did you see that person after you were all costumed up?
yeah.
What
And
did they?
he sort of looked at me. Now, the reason I did find out before I left the video game, before I changed, I asked him what the issue was, and his issue was just because apparently they were supposed to have a different character in place of Crystal, and when they put her into the series, they wrote the other person out. So it was
That's
the thing of that he liked that
Phoenix Fox.
character. I think it was Falcon or Falco.
No, Falco is a guy.
Yeah, no, they were gonna have Falco instead be a part of the series, but.
Falco is part of the series.
Well, no, but part of that game, Star Fox Adventures. And then, I think so. I'm not actually sure, but apparently they replaced one character for the sake of having Crystal.
Well, I know that in the comic books, long before the N64 era even, they gave Fox a love interest, Finnick the Fox, and she was just a fox lady, normal coloration and everything. But once Crystal happened, Nintendo has never mentioned her since, and a lot of Star Fox fans are kind of annoyed about that.
Yeah,
That might have been
that
what
might have
was.
been it too, you know. And so I knew it wasn't anything personal. I did
Right.
see him later, and he just had this look of like, "That's why you fled from the room," like, because of course I'm thinking, "Oh no, there's people who hate Crystal, and that's not what I want to do." You know, I didn't want to do a character that everybody hates, even though the theme of the con was villains.
Really?
Go fig, yeah. That's how I made it work. I really made it work because I had my friend Jesse, the one that made the staff and the one that made the armor. And in the first act, which wasn't adult in any way, we actually did a sword fight. And he used a full-edged sword against me.
With the staff.
Yeah. He has a sword that he's been using forever because he's in the Marines, and so it's weighted and he's used to how it's weighted. So he wanted to use one that he didn't want to just get another sword that was even if he got a sword that had the edge taken off, it's weighted differently, and that would affect how well he would be able to fight me with it. So we actually used full-edged swords.
Well, that might be interesting to see at some later date, the first act, the sword
Yeah,
fight.
and you're gonna laugh because the song that I used to sword fight with, I found it in my computer. And it just sounded perfect, and I thought, what is this song? What is this song? So I can write it down, and then I can use Audacity to, mix the songs together.
Huh?
It's by the Blue Man Group.
Oh,
I know, but I'm already Blue and Blue Man Group.
I love them.
And I've been making the joke, right now, I'm still Crystal. I'm still Blue.
So, how long so far has that blue paint lasted?
It's still on. It's still a little bit on my legs. I got a little bit on my rump. I've still got one of the tattoos on my thigh. That's just fading off now.
You've
Yeah.
lived as Crystal for weeks.
Yes. I've been affing and yapping and yipping all around the house, and now apparently I'm not going to be living this performance down anytime soon because everybody now calls me a Lixen, which is
Elixir?
a lot of furries when they have a hybrid, when they have a character, when they identify with two animals. They will call themselves a name that's the combination of the two animal names. So, like if they're
Liger.
a like a liger, yeah, if they're a lion and they're a tiger, they might say, "Oh yeah, I'm a liger," and then people know, okay, they're a lion tiger hybrid. So a Lixen would be a leopard vixen hybrid. For
Because you're
some reason,
usually the
yeah, and
leopardess.
usually I'm an actual dominant character, and I didn't get to do that this time because, I mean, as soon as the makeup went on, I didn't feel like me anymore. And I didn't look in the mirror for 45 minutes after coming out and walking around. People are looking at me, and they're making various reactions to it. I have no idea what I look like. I haven't even looked in the mirror. And so when I did, it was like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
And of course, I have this muzzle on and I'm not able to eat. Well, also my stomach was butterflies, so I couldn't eat anyway, but I had to drink Jamba Juice through a straw.
So overall, a very interesting experience.
Yeah, most of these performances I tend to have the go big or go home motto, and that's pretty much what I did because to be honest with you, I didn't care if I got cut, I didn't care if I, I mean, I do modeling on the side. And I can't do any modeling gigs right now. Unless someone's doing, I don't know, a Smurf exposition, then maybe. I mean, I can't do any modeling right now. I can't, I can't do any sort of performance gigs right now until the blue comes off. And, you know, you're probably thinking, well, gee, why don't you just remove
No,
it?
I'm not, no, I imagine it's probably very hard to remove.
Well, there's
If
two reasons why I don't remove the paint. One is it's a spiritual experience for me. It does have a little bit of a sensual kick to it, and it's just a real spiritual experience for me to become somebody else and literally go through a shape shift of, you know, using body paint. But secondly, last year when I was a leopard, the night after Cabaret was a wedding that I was supposed to go to. I needed to go to. An Air Force wedding, that is. I'm a leopard. How am I going to get the paint off? So I asked the other dancer, well, what do you use to get your paint off? And she said, oh, I use Goo Gone. And I said, Goo Gone? Isn't Goo Gone to remove sticky stuff, like on, you know, tables and stuff? She says, oh, yeah, but think about it. The paint's sticky. It's sticky. Goo Gone removes sticky stuff. And she's been using it because she's the kind of gal that, right when she's done with her performance, she wants the paint off. She wants off now, 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 now. You know, and I couldn't care. I mean, I don't really have a job that it's gonna, you know, get in the way right now. I'm selling gas masks online. I deal with my clients through email, so they never have to see that I'm half crystal right now. And what happened was I used the Goo Gone last year, you know, at the other dancer's advice. Started to burn after about 45 minutes. I sustained first-degree chemical burns on my
How did she
legs.
survive?
We don't know. She has titanium skin, I guess. I mean, I her skin never. She puts it on. She gets it off. She never has a problem.
Maybe it's like an allergic reaction, but chemically.
Well, it's not supposed to be on your skin,
I imagine
but
not.
she has. I mean, that's all I can think of is her skin is made of lead. She's an alien. I don't know, but it didn't burn her at all, and so. After this year, now any paint I do,
It's
I
going
don't
to come
care.
off naturally.
Yeah, I'm gonna let it exfoliate off naturally. I've been a panda, which was very depressing. Yeah, that was really depressing. That's one species I won't do ever again, I think, is that was for a belly dance competition, and it was very depressing. It was very, very depressing.
You said earlier about the armor, you said you were going to try and redo it. Does that mean you're going to try and do the crystal costume again
I have
anytime?
the crystal costume. I mean, it's not a rental. It's going to be in my
Right.
possession. But the armor, I just want to remake it. I want to see if there's another way I can engineer it a bit. Maybe even get it like custom done at a Renaissance place. It's possible. I can still use that one. The only thing I'd have to redo is the shoulder ones because the attachments to attach to my body. Were cut during the performance because they really, to be honest with you, the shoulder ones were the hardest to do, and they're very hard to balance on your shoulders when all that's holding them on you is fishing line linked between one shoulder and the other.
You might try glue if you were to ever try it again. I mean, that's what they look like they're
I
attachments on
could,
her.
but considering the glue on the prosthetic that was supposed to last for 6 hours, and I ended up sleeping as Crystal and waking up as Crystal with the muzzle hadn't even shifted. I had to finally pull it off, and I used the remover that I was given. The remover couldn't seem to break it down fast enough, so I literally just pulled it off my face, peel. So, you know, if I needed to remove layers of dead skin on my face, it's removed now.
Well, so would you consider doing the crystal costume again at some future date?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If I could ever find a freaking photographer that didn't get so inked about furry stuff, I would gladly do a crystal photo shoot. Although I don't know because one of the running jokes throughout the con was, "Oh God, this is another copyright violation. Oh God, this is another copyright
Well,
violation." Because when,
it's technically fan art.
yeah, but you know, you gotta consider who owns Rare now.
Well, I've explored that actually, and for all intents and purposes, Nintendo owns Crystal now.
And
And
I thought Microsoft bought out Rare.
they did, but it was a Nintendo franchise. And Nintendo owns their franchise no matter what.
Because Gates is what I worry about, because I've seen Gates push the little guy around before. So.
I doubt.
I mean, I've never even heard of Gates going after fan art, but for all intents and purposes, because it's a Star Fox, a pure Star Fox game, I mean, really, I mean, it's not even a question. Like Diddy Kong Racing, there's only like one Nintendo character. Okay, this has all but one Nintendo character. It's pretty much a Nintendo-owned thing. And Nintendo has a unique copyright notice. They don't say you may not use images and stuff. They say you may not use images in a way that misinforms people about their products. So as long as you're not doing something weird or bad, there's go for it. Make fan art.
That's
the only other thing, too, is if I do a photo shoot. See, most of my photographers will, if there's a really, really good shot he gets, or like one or two shots, he'll want to sell them as a print. And that's like one of those, well, if we sell them as a print, then someone's making money off of it. And if someone's making money off of it, see, then it crosses that line.
It does.
And that's one of those things, because I already have prints of me, of my modeling stuff on being sold, you know. And obviously I don't mind, but I know that I haven't touched anything that's into anybody's intellectual property. And that's where it kind of gets into that, I don't think I can get away with it. I could get a photo shoot, but it would have to be one that I'd have to pay for myself, and I'd have to have it as a private one.
Mm-hmm.
No prints being sold type thing. I could give them away. I mean, and I probably would. I'd probably, if... I don't know if the KLA wanted any, I probably would send them out. I just can't make any actual money off of it.
Right. Yeah, that is kind of a gray area. Well, we'll have to see about that. Well, thank you for staying for this interview. I have one more question. As you probably are aware, the Super Smash Bros. Official website will be updated in about 2 days. And we're hoping to get a bunch of new info. And how do you feel about Crystal being in Brawl?
I would like that if they keep her in the warrior costume.
The one she has in Adventures?
Yeah. My only reasoning is because whenever I think of Crystal, I think of Crystal and her staff. When they put her into Assault, it doesn't seem like her staff ever followed her.
Right.
It's not there. Because they... And Command, she doesn't even have it either. And I kind of think the staff is part of her power. You know, she was this princess, and she has a staff that has magical properties to it.
Mm-hmm.
It would only be fair that she'd be able to use that, possibly even use it to, you know, send a beam against somebody, you know, against one's opponent. Mm-hmm. And in all reality, I do really wish that they would give Crystal, I don't know about her own video game. That would be nice, but it's probably too much to ask for, and I don't really know if what they could do with it, even though there's a big story behind her and her whole race, you know, being killed off and everything. I just think that she got a bit role in Adventures, and they continue to give her this damsel in distress thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or this... You know, then she became Fox's significant other, and then he sort of just ditched her because he felt like, you know, well, I don't want to endanger you. And I'm thinking, what kind of relationship is that? You know, why does he have to do that? Why can't he let her be a you know, she was a warrior chick before he met her, and now he doesn't, now he has a problem with it?
Yeah, Star Fox Command is an emotional roller coaster in all directions. But it has, like, 9 endings. I mean, they do get back together in, like, 4 of them, so...
You know, I also kind of wish they would keep her proportions. They keep the same proportions she had in Adventures to kind of keep her from looking like just another video game chick.
Right.
When they Barbie-fied her in Assault and Command, well, I think that's fine. I just feel like there's so many... female video game characters that are built that way. Why can't they leave her in the original formula where she kind of looked different? She was built differently. She had actual meat on her bones. I mean, if she's going to be an Amazon, she needs to have some meat on her bones so that she can kick people's butts. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think they're doing a little bit with that, with actually Samus Aran. They're making her...
They're basically removing it's all fan service. It's fan service.
Yeah, they're taking like 10 years of her age away, making her like 19 years old. I just don't get it.
I don't really get it either, but that's a reflection of mainstream media and what is thought to be beautiful or hot product.
Right.
So there's not much you can do about that. In all reality, please, if they're not going to keep the Avengers costume in this game, if they do let Crystal be a character, please don't give her the pink one. Please. As I'm going to tell you something. I'm a latex costumer. The thought of doing the assault version is there, but I'd have to find a way to accommodate the fact that my frame is... I'm not anorexic. I actually have meat on my bones, and I don't know if I could get away with such a thing. But I would rather cosplay that than the pink.
Well, I imagine that there's probably some technical difficulties with Crystal being in her Adventures outfit in Brawl because, I mean, in all of the Smash games, you can push pause and rotate the camera at any angle. And if she's wearing a loincloth, well, you can imagine where that would go.
Wait a minute. Are you insinuating that Crystal fans out there would do that?
Well, I don't have to insinuate because evidence has already been found that they've been doing that since the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but that would have had to have been somebody who was a pervert. And how many perverts like Crystal? Wait, don't answer that. They could just give her a thong skin.
They could, but even that, I mean, it's still doing that. They probably want to avoid as many possibilities of that. I mean,
I know if I was able to program it, I would do it that anybody who tries to rotate and get that view, she would come out of the way that she's frozen, and she'd look at you and go, "No, no, no, don't do that." She would just
would
go, "Don't even think about it."
Wag finger.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, 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 no. Shame, shame.
I imagine that they'd probably do some kind of combination of assault outfit with her staff. Because her staff would be a rather unique weapon. They don't have any bow staff characters in the Smash series yet.
The other thing they could do is they could also give her the same Avengers costume, but give her something with a pair of tight, like, shorts that fully cover the buttocks. So that there's no, you don't have to worry about the people being able to see things that shouldn't be seen in a general audience's rated video game.
Right.
And then they could put like a sort of almost like Chun-Li type skirt. You know, if you ever remember the Chun-Li dress, cut it off at the waist.
Mm-hmm.
And just have that and use the same design for the loincloth on that, but just make the loincloth longer. You know, the slit is going to be wider, but she'd have these tight shorts underneath. So, you know, the tight factor's there, but there's nothing that anybody could see.
Okay, that might work. I think I've actually seen at least two people doing fan art that has a different type of costume that addresses these types of issues.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was. There's somebody who drew her in sort of, like, not Tomb Raider all the way, but she had, like, these khaki shorts with little gun belts on her thighs, combat boots, like hiking boots,
yeah,
and a shirt, and she's looking upwards. Her muzzle is a little bit shorter. It's not as pointy. I guess that's the artist's style. I just can't think of the life of me. I have over 3,000 things of furry art, and I can't place the name.
Well, that might actually be the Adam Wan one.
Hmm.
Is that one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people like that.
That's one of the clean style. Adam Wans I've seen.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites as well. That would work, actually. She looks very good in that.
They could do that. In all reality, I mean, and don't take this the wrong way. My logic is, if they're gonna have a character, you know, in a game, and they have the game where they allow you the luxury of, you know, zooming around and, you know, and they know they don't give the benefit of the doubt that somebody out there is gonna go ahead and rotate the view and try to look up the skirt of somebody, you know, of one of their characters. You know, they had that same issue with, like,
Peach.
Peach, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, there's not really anything they can do. There's nothing. You can't do anything about somebody's perversions. Trust me. My cosplay, the living my life as Crystal that day proved just that. I mean, it was. I did get some looks from people that was like. Somebody. I mean, people were even looking at me like, if you even make one slight bend over, I'm not gonna be able to be here right now. You
Wow.
know, it's and that's just it's people's sensibilities. Personally, as long as it's not blatantly there where every moment there's a gratuitous panty shot in the game, I think they can keep a general rating on it and keep her outfit the way it is.
Well,
It, I mean,
it's
to me, it's like the hot coffee mod on GTA.
yeah,
Everybody
well,
was
that
going
wasn't their
crazy
fault.
about that. Well, no, but everybody was going crazy about that. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. It's not blatantly there. That's not a part of the game that everybody's going to go through when they as they play the game. That's something that you have to do all these steps to get it to happen. You know, you have to work to get that there. So, if somebody has the intelligence and ingenuity to perform the hot coffee cheat or mod, you know, I think that you know, at that point they need to think of it as it's out of their hands because it's not
Right.
blatantly
It's all
there.
we can expect, that they take basic efforts to prevent that type of thing, but they can't protect people from modding
It's
things.
yeah, I mean it's like anything. It's like people who put art on the internet and they get mad that it gets distributed, right? So they
Right.
go ahead and they watermark it. Okay, but they watermark it with a little signature on the bottom. And somebody just decides, I'm gonna crop it out. I'm gonna crop it out. See, that person, they've gone and done preventive measures. You know, my artwork, I watermark. I put a big fat watermark in the middle of it. And I fade it out so it doesn't totally make the piece look ugly, but it's there. That person's gonna have to take 3 to 4 hours of work at minimum to remove that watermark in order to pass it off as their own or something else. And even then, it's probably gonna look like they've been editing or something. So to me, if they went ahead and they make that effort, you know what I mean? I can only do so much. And the
Right.
video game companies can only do so much. I mean, as long as they don't have gratuitous panty shots every single moment. Or do look at Blood Rain. What was that all about? The physics were horrible. I thought that the physics engine couldn't catch up. And I mean, I'd be standing there doing nothing, and the breasts are bouncing. I'm not moving. I'm not turning my head, and they're bouncing.
Well, that's the state of our industry today.
Yeah, it
Or mine.
is. But I think I wasn't. First of all, I wasn't uptight about it. But even if I did, it's like, well, okay. See, that is gratuitous. That's gratuitous.
As long as they don't have that.
Yeah, I think that she could get by with the Avengers costume. They can just skin a thong over at minimum and be done with it. You know, and there's really not anything that, you know what I mean? I think
Unless they do the little, hey, you stop looking there type thing.
that would be funny. That would be
Be good.
funny. And, you know, I think that, again, it's again, you can't really do much about other people's
Yeah.
perversions.
Well, thank you for coming on the Crystal Archive podcast. It's been a great interview, and good work with the crystal costume.
Yeah, I'm actually still posting pictures as of now. I probably will be posting a few of the body paint shots, but they will be in the cave due to obvious reasons.
The cave is a for those of you not KLA members, the cave is a slightly
more mature area. And by the way, in the future, sometime after this interview, I'm going to try and get Kat to help me out, and we're going to put together an article that covers all we've just covered and a little more, and some pictures of your costume. And I'll be sure to get as many pictures as we can. So, you going to help me out with that
soon? Oh, yeah. I've got pictures and footage, and yeah, my hard drive's full.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.